broke his nose and had to have that surgically repaired. He's missed a week and a half. Got medically cleared to play yesterday, and Ethan Hurt will be back in goal today. So the Evergreens rest Jared Kaczmierczyk tonight. And Ethan Hurt projects to be the Everest starting keeper as we go into the postseason as well. Again, the Evergreens will play at home for senior night on Monday against Wapaka, non-conference game that will not be on the radio. We instead are giving you the Wausau East and West basketball doubleheaders with games on Monday at 6 and at 8 p.m. Hockey tonight is brought to you by Red Clover Market in Weston, your source for all of your healthy and organic foods. Red Clover Market working hard to provide fresh, homegrown produce, meats, and dairy. Evergreens are on the road, green sweaters, green breezers with a sketchy tree on top, white trim, and green numerals. Stevens Point wears their home white sweaters with the black breezers, black numerals, and red trim. Starting lineups have both come out to the blue line. Let's go to rink level for our national anthem. All right, rule number one of broadcasting, the crowd microphone works better, too, when it's turned on. I think we got on the home of the Brave. Yes, yes. Teams gathering in front of their respective nets will be dropping the puck in just a moment. Everest and Smash. As you heard from Coach Dan Van Slyke, the Evergreens had a game against Wisconsin Rapids that was called off because of the cold, and that game is not being made up. The playoff game on Thursday, where the Evergreens host Rapids, will count in the Valley standings, too. Hockey is brought to you by Country Fresh Meats, fresh meat from Wisconsin farms. Make Country Fresh Meats your local choice, Highways 29 and J in Weston. The sight lines for us here at KB Willett are the best in the league. We are right above the red line in the balcony that overhangs the bench and scorer's area. Our crowd microphone just below the scorer's area, just to the right of the Smash bench. They've saved the best seat in the house for us here at Fox Sports. Evergreens have not had a lot of success in this building on this ice, and of course, why wouldn't they? Smash has been excellent. The Evergreens beat Smash for the first time in forever in the playoffs in double overtime to advance last season. Evergreens are going over onto their bench. Smash starters are already out on the ice. Wiersba, goalie between the pipes to our right for Stevens Point. Hurt, who is no longer Hurt, goalie between the pipes to our left. Grant Ortel will take the opening draw against Trey Zagzebski for the Panthers. We meet at the center circle. The puck drops. Let's light this candle. We're underway. Stevens Point goes backwards but controls right ahead to Zagzebski, flicked towards the goal, blocked by one of the Everest defenders. Evergreens counterattack along the near side boards. Parker Hurt carries in for the Evergreens. Gives to Grant Ortel. Evergreens play this back, and both teams may be using the extra line, maybe having a deeper bench tonight since the Valley Conference standings are already decided. Smash will finish in second after their loss to Wausau West 5-2 last night. The Evergreens dropping both their season matchups with Marshfield this year. find themselves behind the Tigers in fourth instead of third place. Smash has just sent all the puck all the way down and have iced it. Kind of an offensive zone face-off for the Evergreens. Evergreens are asking Ben Pellequin to take the draws to the right of the net. Pellequin wins it, goes back to the blue line, but a Smash player is closest to it. Here's Brady Dillingham. Dillingham was a goal scorer when these teams met earlier. It was the first varsity goal of his career. Carries it behind the net, now goes back to the blue line. Jake Minch, one of the team captains, trying to put that on goal. It's well wide of the near side post. Fighting for it in the corner, comes back to the blue line, but out of the zone. Smash is unable to hold it in. Brandon Vilko lets his teammates touch up. Now sends it along the far side boards. Puck's loose just over the blue line. Evergreens have a player back. That's Pellequin closest to it. Pellequin picks it up behind his own net. Pellequin sends it all the way down. That didn't touch anyone. This is going to be icing. And Smash will get an offensive zone faceoff. Did you know the D.C. Everest Athletic Club supports Everest sports and athletes with donations, equipment, and scholarships? Please consider volunteering your time to the D.C. Everest Athletic Club and go Evergreens. Just underway, a minute into this first period, there's no score. Noah Sperlin takes the draw. Yes, Smash is putting a lot of players who are not normally starters out onto the ice. Evergreens counterattacks. If Smash wants to give some kids ice time in a game that really is meaningless to them, Smash does arrive here having lost their last two. Evergreen shot on goal from the blue line from Dylan Butner, saved by Wiersba. Wiersba's got it in his glove and will hold on. Offensive zone face-off for the Evergreens, and taking the drop is Dylan Shiro. Came out in front for a moment in the neighborhood near Colby Schmidt. Schmidt didn't have his stick down. Smash sent it out of the zone. Evergreens dump it in behind the net. Partial change here for the Evergreens. Smash has a defensive player back off the stick of Luka Weinkoff. Yeah, again, these are all underclassmen on the ice for Stevens Point right now. The starters are getting a break. Smash carries in on zone, fading, and fanning on that is Noah Sperlin. Evergreens take this away. Let's see if the Evergreens can get a goal or two here in the early going against the Smash backups, who are the starters here. Smash controlled at the red line, tried to send that forward too far ahead. Ryan Stevens for the Evergreens. Stevens from outside the blue line puts that on goal. It's wide at the near post. Not wide by much. Smash in the defensive end. Chai Treader just took it away for the Evergreens. Treader tries to get this ahead for his teammate Kyle Jaglinski. Jaglinski's fighting for it in the corner, puts it behind the net. Puck pops up from behind the net out in front, but Smash has the player closest to it. Smash is counterattacking. Dwayne Hoyard. Yeah, these are the starters now. This is the number one line out for its first shift. Hoyard's a team captain, carried it into the corner. Checked off the puck by Brandon Jelic. Evergreens take this ahead. Ty Treader. Treader carried it to his own blue line, then sent it into the corner. Evergreens are on a change. 14 minutes to play in a scoreless first period. Smash along the far side boards. Jake Minch had it too far out in front of him. Again, this is a Smash team that played last night against Wausau West, so that's a bruising game that they lost 5-2. Everest player falls down, gives the puck away, picked up by Trey Zagzebski, and he scores. Dylan Butner was carrying that puck out of the defensive zone. His skates came right out from under him. Trey Zagzebski was closest to it, uncontested. Goes top shelf and gives Smash a 1-0 lead. The goal is at 3:14 of the first period. Stevens Point leads 1-0. No assist to be awarded on that. That was a turnover and a gift at even strength. Puck here just went out of play off the faceoff into the Smash bench area. We'll have a faceoff at the dot outside the Everest blue line. Ben Pellequin will take the draw for the Evergreens, who now have a goal to find in the early stages. The Evergreens have struggled on this KB Willett ice, but the Evergreens have also been unlucky. I mean, things like that. Dylan Butner's an excellent skater. That time, I mean, his skates went right out from underneath him, and the only player around the puck was a Stevens Point player who promptly scores. Evergreens are along the far side boards here. Jakubik goes cross ice. Justin Jakubik to Alex Griffin. Evergreens are onside. Send it behind the net. But wow, Smash is so good on the back end. Smash got one of their defenders closest to it. Evergreens fight to keep this in. Yeah, the Evergreens just barely do hold that zone. Dylan Shiro. Shiro put that on goal right across the goal mouth and wide. Goes into the far corner. That's the Evergreens' best look at the net so far. Shiro's still fighting for it behind the net. Spash has a player there. And Austin Conley, no relation, controls. Conley gets it out of the zone. Evergreens gather the puck in at neutral ice right at the red line. Far side boards get it to the center. Spash comes away with it. Teams trade possession at the center of the sheet. Dylan Shiro now. Shiro sends it to the corner. Got a penalty coming up here. Got a stoppage as the puck goes into the corner. Panthers are coming out. Evergreens will skate with a man advantage. This is an interference penalty on Stevens Point. So the Evergreens down a goal are about to go on the power play. Noah Sperlin is off. Penalty comes at 4:26 of the first period. Sperlin in the sin bin. Evergreens behind the net. Evergreens look to center there. They've got Jakubik, couldn't get the puck to him, and Spash clears it and sends it all the way down. I mean, the one thing that the Evergreens would like to see in the two regular season games left, see if they can get the power play going a little better. Evergreens have just given up the puck in the short end of the ice and now recover. Evergreens still have to rush the length of the sheet. Jakubik along the far side board, still not into the zone. Stick checked away. Spash is coming back shorthanded. Trey Zagzebski already has one goal. He's engaged there by Ben Pelequin, and Pelequin ushers him into the corner and forced him off the net and forced him off the puck. Evergreens have had only one look at the net on this power play. 70 seconds left in the man advantage. Evergreens send it all the way around the KB Willett boards to the near side corner. It's behind the net, no one there. Pelequin trying to get to it now on the far side corner. Jakubik can't get to it. Spash has just cleared the puck away. Going back to retreat is Jelic now at his own blue line. And Jelic's pass ahead is knocked away. The Evergreens just having trouble getting the puck into the zone on this power play. 45 seconds left in the 5-on-4. Spash possesses back in their own end, sends the puck out of the zone. In fact, Spash sends the puck ahead. Nick Norgren. Norgren had that a little too far out in front of him. So Spash is getting action shorthanded, and the Evergreens have only one shot on goal. That deflects off one of the Stevens Point players, goes into the zone, but the Evergreens slow getting to the puck. Spash sends it back out. 20 seconds in the man advantage. Evergreens are at their own red line, looking kind of rusty here. Carrying this in is Dylan Butner. The Evergreens are offside. Yeah, this in a microcosm is what's been wrong with the Everest power play all season. Trouble getting organized back in their own end. Trouble getting looks at the net. Caught offside here. Spash possessed the puck for an extended period shorthanded. Almost got a look at the net. Puck drops, goes back. Evergreens again not in the zone. Evergreens now carrying it in, now coming in for a final look. Dylan Shiro deflects off one of the Spash players, and the 5-on-4 comes to an end. Spash is back to full strength. 10:15 to play in the first period. Evergreens trailing 1-0. Evergreens got very few looks at the net. Here comes Stevens Point, 2-on-2. Carrying along the far side boards, Brady Dillingham. Dillingham will carry it behind the net. Was looking for Leo Knapp, one of the team captains, to fill in. Instead, he's engaged behind the net. Kyle Jaglinski, who gives up some size there, but was still able to muscle his man off the puck. Spash looking to center from the far boards. Puck comes free to Stevens Point. Trey Zagzebski in front, close range. Pad, save, comes cross-side. Save again. Zagzebski put that on goal. And Ethan Hurt had the pads down first on the far side post and then again on the near side post. But the Evergreens, though, have not cleared. Zagzebski, a blocker save. So Hurt is being tested on this shift. Spash tried a bouncing puck in front. Evergreens take this. It deflects off one of the Spash players. No icing. Goes all the way down the ice, though. And the Evergreens will get new skaters on. Momentum at 5-on-5, decidedly in Spash's favor. The Evergreens are fortunate they haven't given up another goal. Counterattacking chance for the Evergreens. Brady Bunnell along the near side boards. Bunnell hit hard into the boards. You hear the approval from the Stevens Point bench down below us. Spash 3-on-2, counterattacking. Stick checked away by the Evergreens' Ryan Stevens. Nice play by Stevens to disrupt what would have been a promising chance developing for Spash that did not come to fruition. 3-on-2 rush again for Stevens Point. And again, the Evergreen stick check that away. Brady Bunnell disrupting the opportunity. We're midway through the first period. 1-0 Stevens Point on kind of a gift goal where the Evergreen's defender fell down. Shot there, deflects off the goalie, and in. Stash goes up 2-0. Noah Sperlin put that on net. Went off Ethan Hurt, either went off Hurt's glove or shoulder, and then went into the back of the net. Hurt was not clean on that. Again, keep in mind that Ethan Hurt has not played in a week and a half. And the Evergreens will be playing from behind 2-0 on the even strength goal. This goal comes at 9:26 of the first period. Wait for confirmation that that was indeed Sperling's goal. Noah Sperling, I believe, is the lamplighter here. As the Evergreens' trouble against Stevens Point continues. Standing by for assist information as well. Evergreens at 5-on-5. Put this behind the net. Justin Jakubik tries to get to it. Jakubik's engaged high in the corner and cannot control the puck. Spash comes back the other way. Spash already up 2-0. 2-on-2. Big hit from the Evergreens. Dylan Butner. Zagzebski carried that in front. It is indeed Noah Sperling's goal being announced to the crowd here. Awarding a helper to Barrett Brooks, who's the leading goal scorer for Stevens Point. Barrett Brooks gets the helper on the Sperling goal. So if the Evergreens want to keep contact here, the next goal has to belong to theirs. Stevens Point back in their own defensive end. Spash can just start this rush from anywhere. Spash, if you were here and could see the players on the ice, Spash just visually is the faster skating team. Like one team's moving at a different speed. Evergreens back in their own defensive end. Can't make any mistakes here. Colby Schmidt. Schmidt long cross-ice pass. It's too long for Dylan Shiro. Bounces off the boards. Goes into the Everest offensive zone. But Stevens Point's waiting there to take it back. Brady Dillingham far side boards. Dillingham almost lost the puck. A rare smash turnover. Puck bounces friendly for Stevens Point. Zagzebski's shot. The Evergreens defender got down low and disrupted the chance. Quinton Shiro sacrificed the body. 2-on-2 counterattacking for the Evergreens. Grant Ortel off the blocker. Loose in front of that. Just wide. Grant Ortel, 2-on-2 counterattacking chance. May have held on to the puck a little too long. It reduced his angle. Went off Wiersba's blocker and was just right there in front. Evergreens didn't have anyone on the near side. Big hit at the blue line. Whistle sounds with the penalty coming up, or did that puck go out of play? The one part of the ice that we can't see is right below our balcony at the Spash scorer's table and the Spash bench. And that puck did go into the bench area. A little bit of confusion about where this faceoff is going to be. It's going to be in the dot outside the Everest offensive zone. Hockey is brought to you by the Bone and Joint Center. Comprehensive orthopedic, podiatry, spine, and sports medicine care with clinics in Wausau, Medford, Merrill, and Plover, and online at bonejoint.net. Took us a little time there to figure out where this faceoff was coming. Spash wins it at their own defensive blue line, and Spash comes forward 3-on-2. Evergreen's got a defensive player trailing. Dwayne Hoyer carried it in too far and missed from a tough angle down near the goal line. Goes to the far side boards. Spash now sends it to the near side corner. Evergreens have Jellick there. Evergreens trouble clearing the puck. Stick handling down towards the near circle. Nick Norgram. Norgram lost control of it as he tried to switch it from backhand to forehand. Still held in at the blue line, though. Shot, a lot of traffic. Keeper was screened high over the crossbar from Cole Bielke. Rebound comes hard off the boards, comes all the way out of the zone, but Bielke got the puck back as one of the Everest players overskated the puck. Jakubik was trying to pick up that puck and overskated it, and Bielke sends it back in. Evergreens take it away behind the net. Evergreens carry along the near side boards. Yeah, Spash not only has a speed advantage, Spash has always been an excellent passing team. It is uncanny at the high school level the number of Spash kids that can just put the puck right on the tape of their teammates. Spash holds here at the red line, waiting to clear this zone, and now come forward. It's deflected by one of the Everest players, and Coming back, Alex Griffin. Griffin absorbs a big hit right in front of the scorer's table. Bouncing puck from the near side boards. It's put on goal. Wiersma, for Stevens Point, had to make a save. Bounces off these boards. Smashes a counter-attacking two-on-two. Barrett Brooks, best scorer in the conference from close range. Save! Ethan Hurt had the pads down. Denied Barrett Brooks. Again, Brooks had a lot of momentum and had that shot from that tough angle, that diminishing angle as you get closer to the goal line. Under 5 minutes to play first period, Evergreens trail 2-0. Evergreens 0-for-1 again on the power play. 5-on-5 here, Everest carries in. Ben Pelequin lost the puck along the near side board. Stevens Point takes it right back. Spash sends this into the corner. They want to change there. Leo Knapp, well, fighting for it in the corner there is Luca Weinkauf. Weinkauf has seen more ice time than when these teams played the first time. Taken away by the Evergreens. Counterattacking on the short sheet here. Dylan Shiro sends it behind the net. Shiro then overskated the puck. Unable to close on it in time with Brady Bunnell. Stevens Point takes it right back. Now 4 minutes to play in the first period. Spash with a rare takeaway. Wow, that came on goal, and Wiersma had to cover it up. Brady Bunnell was the beneficiary of a rare time that Spash turned the puck over in their own defensive end. The Spash defender was trying to transfer the puck to the forehand side, and the puck got a little too far out in front of him, and the Evergreens, Brady Bunnell, almost got a cheap one for the Evergreens, and the Trees need every break they can get against this really good Spash team. You would not know by looking at Stevens Point that they played last night. Evergreens have it back in their own defensive end and have just given the puck away again. Put on goal by Will Mason. Save down low by Ethan Hurt. The Evergreens continue to live dangerously, turning the puck over in their own end. The Evergreens send it down and ice the puck. We'll have a face-off in the Stevens Point offensive zone. It'll come to the right of the Everest cage. Hockey is brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics. It's your life. It's your smile. Schedule your free consultation with DeVorney Orthodontics. Wausau, Antigo, Merrill, 715-842-5688. It's DeVorney Orthodontics, 715-842-5688. Spash controls the offensive zone. Spash has been on the engine back to the blue line. Shot on goal. Powerful blast from Cole Bielke. Save right into the chest of Ethan Hurt. I haven't seen Hurt without his goalie's helmet and mask on. Again, Ethan Hurt, broken nose a week and a half ago. Yesterday was the first day he was medically cleared. I imagine he looks more like an authentic goalie these days. You betcha. Off the drop, Evergreens take it out of the zone. Evergreens send it in, pass too long to nobody, just into the corner. So, I mean, Spash playing on less than 24 hours rest. The Evergreens, though, have not played since last weekend, a 9-1 loss to Onalaska. So the Evergreens have a little rust to shake off here. First game in a week. Offensive zone faceoff. Stevens Point is Trezak Zebski taking the draw. Evergreens come away with it on the far side. Here's Ty Treader. Treader in combination with Ortel. Treader carries it along the near side boards. Treader behind the net. Tried to get to Ortel in front. And it is underneath Wiersma. No, it's between his pipes and in underneath his pads. And the Evergreens have scored a goal. Ty Treader to Grant Ortel. And the Evergreens are now trailing 2-1. Evergreens get one back. I thought for a moment that Wiersma made that save. Nope, got underneath his pads, and the Evergreens get one back. Goal coming at 13:54 of the first period. Grant Ortel lights the lamp for the Evergreens. And an assist to Ty Treader. Again, you assume, because Wiersma is such an outstanding goalie, that he's going to make all of those saves. That one sure looked like it was a pad save, until it wasn't. So the Evergreens play with a little house money here, a chance to get one back. Spash puts one on goal from short range. Whistle penalty coming up here. Take one of the Evergreens off here. Ouch. You just get back to 2-1. And you immediately commit a penalty. Brendan Griffin to the box for the Evergreens. So the Evergreens will try and keep this a one-goal game, but they're going to skate a man down. Penalty coming at 14-11, holding. Evergreen send the puck down after winning the faceoff. Smash at their own defensive blue line. Quickly ahead. Sent into the corner. Dwayne Hoyard wraps it all the way around the boards to the near side boards. In the corner goes back out to the blue line. Cole Bielke. Bielke far side tries to chip that down behind the net. Circling back is Barrett Brooks. 30 seconds down in the 5-on-4. Spash has not put anything on net yet. Again, Spash moves the puck so effortlessly when they have this man advantage. Barrett Brooks from behind the net. Can he get it centered in there? Evergreen's trying to close on the puck. Sent it to Trey Zegzebski in the near corner. Back to the blue line. Cole Bielke holds it in. Bielke's calling for it back as he tries to get the Everest defense launched in. That's shot over the crossbar from Trey Zegzebski. Stays in the rink, stays in the corner. Back to Zagzebski. Deflects off one of the skates of the Everest players. Off Jelic's skates. Didn't get all the way through. Evergreen still have not cleared the zone yet. 50 seconds left from the blue line. Shot, pad save. Cole Bielke put that on. Bielke holds it in on the rebound at the blue line. Far side boards. Sends it down to the corner. Barrett Brooks. 40 seconds left in the man advantage. Wow, rare miscommunications from Stevens Point. He's trying to send it back to the blue line and Cole Bielke, and he wasn't there. He vacated the spot. Gathers in at the red line. Cross ice pass. That's behind his teammate. So this hasn't looked like the world's greatest power play for Stevens Point. Usually very good when they have the man advantage. Back to Bielke. 19, 18, 17 seconds left. That's on the near side. It's a score. Smash gets a power play goal. Spoke too soon, I guess. Smash from close range got it from the near side post to the far side post. I believe the goal scorer is Jake Minch. And the Evergreens give up a power play goal, 3-1. That penalty hurt. Goal comes at 16:05 of the first period. Makes it 3-1. So the Evergreens battle back, get it to a one-goal game, commit a penalty just seconds later, and then give up a power play goal, 3-1. We now have less than a minute to play in the period. Evergreens are offside. Faceoff will come outside the blue line. When we get our first half statistics, Smash will have outshot the Evergreens by a lot.
I'm pretty handy around the house. I'm pretty handy around the
house. We are back to 5-on-5. Barrett Brooks is the goal scorer. Minch will get an assist, not the goal. So Brooks has now a goal and an assist. That puck went out of play. Stoppage with 27 seconds left in a fast-moving first period. Beg your pardon, in addition to the puck going out of play, penalty on Stevens Point. Nick Norgren goes to the box at 16:33. So let's see if the Evergreens, skating with a man advantage for 20 seconds, this two-minute minor will carry over into the second period, and the Evergreens are down by two goals. Evergreens hold the zone. Now comes out of the zone, and Jelic has to center back. Jelic sent it to the corner, 10 seconds left, and Smash sends the puck all the way down. 5-4-3, that's going to do it. First period comes to an end. Stevens Point leading D.C. Everest 3-1. The Evergreens will have a minute and a half on the power play when the second period begins. Stevens Point, a power play goal and two at even strength. The Evergreens battled back to within one goal, then promptly committed a penalty and fell further behind. We'll recap our first period as we've reached intermission. Back in 3 minutes on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.